Chico Metrics is back. It's ready to roll. I'm Chico. I haven't done one in a while. I don't really know why. I guess probably because NBA ended, but I like baseball. And I know a lot about baseball. So I'm going to talk about the deadline today. We have some huge moves going on. So we're going to get into that. I also want to talk about who made out well, who didn't, and what teams are content for a long postseason run. So let's get right into it. Let me start out with the first trade of the day. And that happened with Tommy Pham of the St. Louis Cardinals getting sent to the Tampa Bay Rays for 3 prospects. I don't know their names. I don't think I'm ever going to know their names, to be honest with you. They're probably not going to do anything for the Cardinals. This seemed to be like the Cardinals were just trying to get rid of Tommy Pham. It's been known in the past that Tommy and the St. Louis organization has had problems. He actually documented that in an article that I read a couple hours ago. Basically, he was playing at AAA, and he felt as though he should have been in the major leagues, and prospects were getting called up instead of him. He got frustrated. He wanted a release, and eventually he did get his chance, and last year he was the man. He had over 30 home runs, didn't bat below .277 the entire year. I think he stole over 20 bases as a 29-year-old, too, and he's a good player, but it seemed like the reason they shipped him out is because of locker room issues. Over the past couple weeks, you've seen reports coming out of St. Louis that their locker room has been a complete and total disaster. Guys have been calling each other out left and right. And I feel like Tommy Pham was at the root of this, which it seems like it's a message from the St. Louis Cardinals organization that they want to get all the problems out of their locker room. To try to contend for the future, because it doesn't look like they're going to contend this year. Currently, they're 54 and 52, which isn't bad, but when you're playing the NL Central that has Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates in it, it's definitely going to be hard to compete and make a postseason run. So this gears towards a future-type move for the St. Louis Cardinals. And let me see. Another trade that happened earlier today was the Philadelphia Phillies acquiring catcher Wilson Ramos from the Tampa Bay Rays for a player to be named later or cash considerations. And Jonathan Mayo of MLB Pipeline says that one of these prospects will not be in Philadelphia's top 30. So when I saw this, I was excited. I was really happy about this trade for the Phillies due to the fact that they're getting catcher depth. Okay, this is nothing against Jorge Alfaro. He's been good this year. He's got a great arm from behind the plate, and I do think he's going to develop into a great player. But right now, he's just average as far as it pertains to MLB catchers. So this is just giving us more depth because our backup catcher, Andrew Knapp, is god-awful, okay? No disrespect towards the man. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He had a nice mustache. He just shaved it the other day. But the man cannot hit a lick, okay? He chokes up halfway up the bat and still can't hit anything. I don't even know if he's batting 200 on the year. I don't think he's produced more than 3 or 4 home runs. He's a scrub, okay? He was good a couple years ago with the Reading Phillies, but now he's shown that he's not an MLB catcher. So this trade just adds depth to the catching position, but when it comes down to it, come postseason time, or even if the Phillies are just contending for postseason position, Wilson Ramos will be the catcher due to the fact that he is better than Jorge Alfaro. And a lot of people on Twitter and social media are coming out and saying that why would the Rays give up an all-star player for not even a top 30 prospect? Well, I agree with you. They shouldn't have given him up for anyone out of the top 30. That's ridiculous. But he was an all-star catcher because all the other American League catchers were atrocious this year, okay? I mean, the starting catcher in the All-Star game was Salvador Perez. The only reason he was starting was because Wilson Ramos got injured, and Salvador Perez was batting 220 on the year going into the All-Star break. He started to pick up lately. He's on my fantasy team. He's actually been doing pretty good lately. But before the All-Star break, he was atrocious. So I don't want people talking about how, oh, he's an All-Star. He's a great freaking player. He's solid. He's a good catcher, okay? Another move that was made today was the Pittsburgh Pirates actually acquiring Chris Archer from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for Tyler Glasnow, Austin Meadows, and a player to be named later. I think this is a good move for both teams, to be honest with you. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, you're getting a great pitcher in Chris Archer. A couple years ago, I thought he had ace potential, top pitcher in the league type potential, excuse me. Ugh, my words are all messed up right now. But recently he showed that he's just like a three or four type guy. It's just middle of the rotation. But that's in the American League. Now that he's changed over to the NL League, which has seemed to be easier for pitchers to pitch in, he could develop into that ace. He's still only 29 years old, and he's under contract for another 3 more years. So this is definitely a good bargain by the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are looking for an ace. They do have Jameson Taillon, who I think is a great pitcher and will develop into an ace. But right now, they're looking for another guy in that rotation that can push them into postseason positioning or playoff positioning. And Chris Archer is that guy, so it's a great deal for them. And for the Tampa Bay Rays, this is a good move too. You're getting Tyler Glasnow, who I thought was going to be a great pitcher a couple years ago. He's now been shifted into more of a relief role. People are saying it's because he doesn't have confidence in himself. It's arm issues. It's fatigue. It's Tommy John surgery. But we'll see what he develops into. And they're also getting Austin Meadows, who's a top outfield prospect. Okay, this guy's a flat-out stud. He's going to be a great player in this league. But Pittsburgh Pirates have a loaded outfield. They got Corey Dickerson left. Starling Marte, who's one of the better center fielders in the league, in center. And in right field, I don't remember off the top of my head. And I would have to look it up. And I don't feel like looking it up. But I know they have a loaded outfield. Good team. Definitely a good move for them. Another deal that was made was Brian Dozier, actually, getting sent to the Los Angeles Dodgers in a four-player trade. The Twins are getting back Logan Forsythe, right-handed pitcher Devin Smeltzer, and outfielder/first baseman Luke Rowley. I don't know any of those names besides Forsythe, but I'm assuming either Smeltzer or Rowley are one of the better prospects in the Dodgers organization, because the Twins definitely wouldn't give him up for something cheap. Dozier, he's had a good career. He's a great second baseman. He's one of the better second basemen in baseball. He was fantastic last year in leading Minnesota to their postseason run. This year, he's gone downhill a little bit. He hasn't been hitting that well, at least recently. He's only batting 224. Yeah, he's only batting 224 right now, which is not very good. But it does add good depth to this Los Angeles Dodgers team, because now you can have Dozier at second, Machado at short, Turner at third once he comes back, or you still have Chris Taylor, who's the ultimate utility man in the league, so you could put him in shortstop and have Manny at third. It just gives more depth to the Dodgers team, so this is definitely a good trade for them. So I do like that move, and it'll be a free agent at the end of the 2018 season, so you're not getting stuck in a long contract. The Atlanta Braves acquired Kevin Gausman and Darren O'Day. Darren O'Day is actually out for the year. I believe he had surgery on his shoulder, but I'm not 100% on that. But I do know he's out for the year, so he's not going to contribute. And the Braves sent the Orioles right-handed pitcher Evan Phillips, who's a minor leaguer, Giancarlo Encarnacion, Brett Cumberland, left-handed pitcher Bruce Zimmerman, and international signing slots. All those players I just named are prospects. They are not in the major leagues yet. I don't know what they're going to develop into. But if they're giving them up for Kevin Gausman, they can't be that good. No disrespect to Kevin Gausman. I don't think he's that good of a pitcher. even though he's changing over from the AL to the NL, this has always seemed like a guy who has potential every year and just never shows up. So I don't really like this move. For the Braves, you are getting another pitcher. Their pitching staff just isn't good. They have great hitters in Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna, two guys who are going to take over this league. I promise you, these guys are studs. Remember those names. But their pitching staff is bad, like I said. Foltynewicz is the only solid pitcher in their rotation. I just think he's having a good year. I don't think he's going to keep it up consistently year to year. But after him, they don't got no one. No one, I tell you. They got Julio Teheran, who I've never been high on, and a bunch of Jags, just another guy. So to add at least a decent MLB pitcher in there isn't a bad move, but I still don't like it just because I don't think he's a good pitcher. And then one of the final trades, this one was kind of a blockbuster. Jonathan Scope from the Baltimore Orioles is being sent to the Milwaukee Brewers for right-handed pitcher Luis Ortiz, who is the Brewers' seventh-rated prospect, a minor league infielder named Gene Carmona, and Jonathan Villar, who's a utility man for the Brewers. You see, I like Jonathan Scope. He got off to a terrible start this year. He wasn't hitting a lick. He was batting like 198, I think. At the end of June. But in July, he's picked it up big, okay? This man's homered in like 7 out of his last 10 games. He's raised his batting average by 50 points. He had a great year last year where he hit over 35 home runs. Like, this man's a good hitter. But I don't understand it from the Milwaukee Brewers standpoint, because now you're playing everyone out of position, okay? So you have Mike Moustakas now. He's going to play third base. Jonathan Scope, who's naturally a second baseman. I don't think he's played an ounce of shortstop his entire life. It seems like they're going to move him over to shortstop. And now you're going to have a 235-pounder in Travis Shaw playing second base, who's never played second base in his life. Like, what are the Milwaukee Brewers doing? Like, I get it. Their lineup's going to be loaded. They're going to have a bunch of power bats, great hitters. But when it comes postseason time, you need a freaking pitcher. And this team don't got it at all. You have a young guy in Freddy Peralta who seems like he's just having a great year overall. He's in the minors. He was balling out there. Now he's balling out in the league. But besides that, who do you have? Jolie Chacin? Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be a difference maker come playoff time. Wade Miley, oh, yeah. Yeah, what a great pitcher. Yeah. Like, I swear, this GM has no idea what he's doing. No idea what the hell he's doing. He's got good hitters. I'll give him that. But when it comes down to it, playoff time, when things get gritty, you need a good balance of hitters and pitchers to bring you over the top. You have never seen a World Series champion win with no ace, okay? And if this was this team is doing, trying to compete for a championship, it's not going to happen when you got Jolie Chacin as your ace. Hell no. This team has no chance. This was their chance to go out and get a great pitcher. Like, even if they brought in Chris Archer, okay, that's still a good move. Because Chris Archer is still a great pitcher in this league. And he's been pitching in a tough division in the American League. Now he'd be going over to the National League, where things could get a lot easier and he could live up to his ace potential. And instead, you get another bat for no freaking reason. And you're playing everyone out of position. Like, how many errors do you think this team's going to have? You're going to set a record because you got guys who've never played a position in their entire life trying to play in the major freaking leagues. It makes no sense. None. Alright, so, you heard me blasting the Milwaukee Brewers. It made no sense. I don't understand what the hell they're doing. But now I'm going to look into a standpoint from what National League teams have the best chance of making it to the World Series this year. a lot of people are saying that the Phillies don't have that great of a chance because they're too young. They're a couple pieces away. They're saying the Braves don't have the pitching staff to get it done. They're high on the Cubs. They're high on the Brewers. They're high on the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks. But honestly, and I know this is going to sound biased. I know I'm a biased Philly sports fan. But I honestly believe that the Philadelphia Phillies have the best chance of making it to the World Series out of everyone. And this is why. You got good young hitters. That's first of all. You got Rhys Hoskins. You got Odubel Herrera. And plus you got vets around them like Estrubel Cabrera, Carlos Santana, Cesar Hernandez. A couple of those guys have been there, done that before in the postseason. You got good depth overall. And plus, you got an ace. And a lot of these teams, come postseason time, can't say that. When it comes down to it, the Braves, great hitters. Do they have a solidified ace, though? No. The Nationals do, but I don't think they're going to make the postseason. The Cubs, do they have a solidified ace? Okay, you can say John Lester is an ace. Okay, I'll give you that, I guess. But I'm not saying he's better than Aaron Nola. Not right now. Hell no. Can you say that for the Brewers? Well, I just ripped into them, so no. The Pirates? Nope. Dodgers? Okay. They've claimed Kershaw. He's a stud. But this man hasn't been having a good year. So I don't know what's going to happen with them. The Diamondbacks? They got Patrick Corbin. Okay. But I'm not sold on their bats. I'm not sold on their hitters. That's why I honestly think the Phillies could honestly have the best chance of making it to the World Series due to the fact that they have a solidified ace. They got the best pitcher, arguably, in the National League. Max Scherzer is probably the best, but they ain't making the postseason. So Philly's got the best pitcher. That's going to help them a ton come postseason time. Because every time that man goes on the mound, you feel like you're going to win. And when you feel like you're going to win as a team come postseason time, that's going to be huge. Definitely going to be huge. That's all I got. I'm off this. See ya.